Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of caffeine and sass. Now, I know what you're thinking, another podcast about productivity. But trust me, this isn't your average get things done spiel. We're diving deep into the sneaky beast that is procrastination, because let's be real, we've all been there. That feeling of staring at a to-do list longer than the grocery store aisle and wondering how on earth you'll ever conquer it. Today, we're turning that frustration into fuel, friends. We're going to unpack some seriously powerful stoic tools to banish procrastination and finally unleash those goals you've been dreaming about. Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks. What are the keys to unlocking this whole taking action thing? First up, we gotta ditch that all or nothing mindset. You know that feeling when you think, if I can do it perfectly, then what's the point? Well, newsflash, perfection is a myth. Stoicism teaches us to focus on making consistent progress, not striving for some unattainable ideal. Just take those small, manageable steps forward each day, they add up, trust me. Next, let's talk about self-control. This isn't about being rigid or denying yourself everything fun because A, life is supposed to be enjoyable. It's about consciously choosing actions that align with your goals. Think of it like this. Every decision you make is a vote for the kind of future you want. Are you voting for procrastination and regrets, or are you voting for action and fulfillment? Now let's get real, distractions are everywhere. Social media, emails, that ever-growing Netflix queue, they are all vying for your attention. So how do we resist? Well, Stoicism encourages us to cultivate mindfulness. Bring your focus back to the present moment. Ask yourself, what truly matters right now? And once you know what's important, guard your time like it's gold. Speaking of guarding your time, another Stoic gem is setting clear boundaries. Learn to say no to things that don't serve your goals and protect your precious energy for the things that do. You're not obligated to be everything to everyone, remember. Finally, let's talk about self-compassion. We all slip up sometimes, it's human nature. But instead of beating yourself up over a missed deadline or a day spent scrolling through social media, practice kindness towards yourself. Acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. Remember, progress isn't always linear. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're finally ready to start that creative project you've been dreaming about, maybe writing a book, learning a new instrument, or launching your own business. But then those familiar feelings of overwhelm creep in. You think about all the things that could go wrong, all the effort it will take, and suddenly the whole thing feels impossible. Sound familiar? This is where procrastination takes hold, but we're not letting it win. Remember what we talked about, those small steps, self-control, mindfulness, boundaries, and most importantly, kindness to yourself. Start by breaking down your project into manageable chunks. Instead of thinking I need to write an entire book, tell yourself, today I'm going to write just one page. Celebrate that accomplishment. Practice self-control by scheduling specific times for working on your project and minimize distractions during those periods. Be mindful of how you're feeling. If you're getting overwhelmed, take a break and come back refreshed. And remember, this is your journey. It's okay to move at your own pace and celebrate every victory along the way. So there you have it, folks, five powerful stoic strategies to bust through procrastination and finally make those dreams a reality. Remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things. It's all about taking that first step, one small action at a time, and believing in your ability to succeed. Now go out there and rock your goals. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic inspiration and leave a review if you enjoyed it. And most importantly, keep coming back for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation, because together we can make the world a little bit brighter, one mindful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.